Good afternoon, Senator Seaway and members of the IMW committee. I am Representative Jeff Timberlake. I represent District 75, Turner Leeds, and part of Livermore. I'm here in favor of this bill, and if I had my way, we'd expand on it tremendously, because I think the season ought to be from January 1st to December 31st with no hour limit and no bag limit. I have personal attachment to this because our family farm has probably spent over $250,000 in the past 2 to 3 years putting up deer fence for predator deterrence. It's working very well with deer, but turkeys are a little more evasive than deer. They have this ability to fly and are very destructive. And the turkey population is growing at a very rapid rate, in my opinion, on the farm. It's not unusual for us to see between 20 and 40 turkeys in a flock in different orchards around. And you may have a revenue of $300,000 a year it generates, but I can tell you that the turkeys are devastating this state at more than $1 million a year in devastation to crops. And I don't have a clue what the number is, but I can tell you on my own family farm, when those turkeys walk down the row of apple trees, and they walk, they're very clever animals because they don't really like Macintosh. They don't really like Cortlands. They like Honeycrisp, and they like Gala. And those are the two that I seem to get my most money for as we sell them. I mean, a box of Macintosh, we get about $22 a box, and a box of Honeycrisp, we get around $75 a box. And they walk down a row of apple trees, and they take a peck. And they don't stop and eat one apple. They take a peck out of every apples. And we grow apples on semi-dwarf trees so that Representative Harlow can reach them and pick them. And these turkeys will devastate an orchard in an afternoon. If I had my way, we'd hunt them with every assault rifle we could, shoot them from as far away as we could. We'd do everything we could to get rid of the little varmints because they are a problem to the agriculture industry in the state of Maine. So I hope you do everything you can to help the farmers in the state of Maine be able to protect their crop a little better, because unless the Department of Ag is going to come up and now supply me a roof to go over the orchards to stop them from flying in, I got no way of doing it other than trying to shoot them. And those little devils can detect a silver Ford F-150 from about 300 yards away, which isn't close enough for me to shoot them. They're clever, they're smart, and they're hard to kill. Deer are much easier to hunt than they are. And I just hope you do something with it, because it is becoming a problem in the state of Maine, and I hope you support Senator Davis's bill. Thank you very much. I'd gladly answer any questions.
Any questions? Representative Reed.
Jeff, have you ever considered buying a different colored truck?
Well, my dad has a blue one, and they seem to but maybe we ought to go to Chevys instead of Fords, because it may be just the Ford emblem that they recognize coming. But their little sons of guns are pretty clever.
Representative Harlow.
Thank you, Senator. I just wanted people to know that Representative Timberlake was lucky enough to sit in front of me for 2 years in the chamber, so his little jab was a good-natured jab, and I took it that way. I didn't want anybody to think that he was insulting me. It was meant as a joke. No,
right. It was very much good-natured. You're the only one that I would ever let paint my fingernails pink.
Two coats.
Two coats. Anyone else? Representative Netto?
So my understanding is when it comes to deer, you actually can shoot them if they're on your property and you have
a permit.
Like, no. If you have, like, a garden or like that in there, and this is your livelihood, and if deer are coming to your place, you have the right with a warden present to shoot them because that is your livelihood. That doesn't apply to turkeys, I take it?
Yes, it does. You get the you don't have to have a warding present to shoot them. You apply for a permit with the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Department, and you get a predator's permit that lets you shoot them if they're inside of your orchard or whatever the permit is stated for. And we also have it for turkeys and deer, but deer don't come in quite as many numbers and are a little easier to get to. Because they're a bigger target to hit, and they can't fly, and because we don't have reindeer, so we get to we can get to them easier and knock them down. But deer fence works with them, and the point I'm driving home is we've spent over $250,000 to protect our orchards from deer, so that we don't shoot deer because we don't like to. Our family farm doesn't, you know, I don't want to shoot deer. I'm a sportsman. I'd rather go out in the woods and hunt a deer. To shoot a deer in an orchard is not sport. It's no fun. It's no enjoyment. I don't want to do it. So if I can protect them and not do it, we want to do it. But turkeys I can't keep out of the orchard. There's no fence I can put up. I can't build it high enough. I can't get a roof over it. It wouldn't be fathomable. And the bringing them to the state of Maine was one of the poorer ideas, in my opinion, that we ever had in the state of Maine.
Thank you.
Representative Stearns.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Timberlake. I understand that this bill, and we'll hear more from, I'm sure, from the biology side of things as far as the, I want to call it a herd, but the entire flock management of the state. But I'm not so sure that this bill would have any effect on your particular problem. And I know the dairy farmers, anybody with feed around the farms are just magnets for these turkeys. And I'm wondering how one extra bird in the fall statewide would really assist you.
Well, and that's a great question. And my feeling is it's not the one extra bird. Hopefully it's going to be a lot more than one extra bird because they're not going to have to buy the special permit, which is going to let more people go hunting, and you're not going to have the permit. Oh, I got to run down and get a permit,
people
or I got to go online and buy a permit before I go
hunting.
Oh, I got to run down and get a permit,
or I got license.
Go online and buy a permit before I go hunting today.
You want to go.
If you want a hunting
and you
license,
want to go turkey hunting, you can go turkey hunting.
So turkeys,
the quicker we can reduce the size of the flock, in my opinion, it's going to help every farmer.
And that's the way I look at it. Is over the years, if you've watched, and I know that you have, Representative Stern up in your neck of the woods, there's not as many people hunting as there used to be. You know, down on the farm when I was a young man, it wouldn't be unusual to see 50 to 75 cars parked beside the road gone deer hunting. We have a hard time finding 5 cars beside the road in that same stretch of road to go deer hunting today. And the same thing with turkeys. A few years ago, everybody went turkey hunting. But after everybody's shot their one turkey in their lifetime and they find out they're not as good eating as you would like unless you prepare them just right, but don't ever eat the legs because you might as well gnaw on that table up there. You know, there's not as big a demand for it. So anything we can do to get our youth out and people out to hunt them, I think it helps lower that population.
Thanks. Representative Alley.
Yes, Mr. Timberlake. I know down home, of course, that the other part of Maine.
It's a good part, though.
We have a lot of problems with seagulls eating the lobsters at a lobster pound. And what we do is we get permission to kill several of them and tie them up around the sides of the pound. And believe it or not, it keeps the seagulls out. So I just wondered if it would work with your turkeys if you killed several of them, tied them into your trees where they could see them, and just tried it, see if it would eliminate some of it.
Great question, Senator, Representative Alley, but I can tell you that I never tried that trick yet. I've done it with crows before, and it does work with them. It may work with turkeys. I don't know if Inland Fisheries and Wildlife will approve of that fashion, because in your predator permit, I don't know if it says that, but I'm up to try anything, because I don't shoot them because I want to eat them. They're destroying, they're eating me out of house and home, literally, so...
Anyone else?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, very much.
Thank you. Anyone else in favor of this bill?
Good afternoon. I'm George Smith from Mount Vernon. I want to thank Senator Davis for putting in this bill at my request, and Representative Timberlake for his excellent testimony. In 2014, the legislature enacted my proposal to reduce the turkey permit fee and expand the seasons and bag limits. The final bill in 2014 reduced the turkey hunting permit to $20 for both residents and non-residents, with no additional fee for a second term in the spring, expanded the fall season to the entire month of October, and added a second turkey of either sex to the fall bag limit, reduced the tagging fee from $5 to $2 for each turkey, with all of the fee going to the tagging agent, extended the spring season to all day, and authorized all day hunting for Youth Day. Today's bill would eliminate the permit requirement and fee, allow online and phone tagging, and expand the bag limits to three toms in the spring and three birds of either sex in the fall. I tried to eliminate the permit and fee in 2014 and believe that is going to be essential if we're going to get more people to hunt turkeys. Last year, the department sold only 16,000 turkey hunting permits and estimated that no more than 5,000 of us hunted turkeys in the fall. I think Representative Timberlake's statement might have been a little provocative, but given that only 16,000 people really enjoy turkey hunting, and this is a bird that has caused so many problems for farmers and other landowners, it's legitimate, I think, to question whether the department made a mistake in reintroducing them. And I love turkey hunting. But he raised that issue, and I think it's probably a serious question. The other thing I want, before I continue, I wanted to say, in response to Representative Alley's question, my dad once had nine toms come out in a row, and he shot the first one. The others ran back and ran over and jumped up and made sure that turkey was dead and then walked off. So I don't think they're going to be put off by a dead turkey. The department is currently completing work on a new turkey management plan. I'm pleased to report that the goals, objectives, and strategies in that plan really support the provisions in this bill. For example, the department hopes to increase the number of turkey hunters to at least 20,000 by 2022. In my mind, that is far too modest a goal, but at least they recognize the need to get more hunters out there after turkeys. The easiest way to do that is to eliminate the permit and fee. That would, for example, allow our 50,000 grouse hunters to shoot a turkey if they saw one in October while they were hunting grouse. And really, why not? We also need to make it easier to let the agency know we killed a turkey. There are not as many turkey tagging stations as deer tagging stations, and some hunters have to drive 30 miles to tag their turkeys. I remember Dave from SAM telling me one time he had to drive 30 miles to pay the $2 and tag his turkey. Well, that's ridiculous. And I know that a lot of hunters just don't bother. They just drive home with their turkey. I think they'll actually get a more accurate count by allowing online and phone tagging. I also hope you will eliminate the $2 tagging fee for those who use the online and phone system. It's not reasonable for the department to get an additional fee when they ask us to let them know what we harvested. And clearly, we need to harvest more turkeys. Turkeys are really my secret weapon to access private lands and farms to hunt. They all beg me to come and shoot the turkeys. One year at Christmas, I got a call from a lady. Said, could you come and shoot these turkeys? And I said, well, what's the matter? She said, they're coming up on my deck and eating my Christmas decorations. I said, well, it's a little early to come. We did go in the spring and shoot a couple over there. The new plan includes an objective to reduce turkey complaints by landowners. The obvious way to do that is to let us shoot more turkeys. And I promise you, landowners and farmers will be delighted. Since I wrote about this last week, I also got some contacts from bikers, motorcyclists. These are very dangerous to them when they're out in the road a lot. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago, I was going to the dump, and right in the middle of Mount Vernon, there was 25 turkeys right in the main street. And you can imagine if you're on a bike going down the road and all of a sudden here's a bunch of turkeys. Very dangerous. In the new turkey management plan, one objective of the agency is to adjust the statute to give them flexibility to increase turkey bag limits and seasons through rulemaking. In addition to specifying the new bag limits that we suggest, you could use our bill to give the agency the authority they seek. The new plan also seeks authorization for the agency to establish wild turkey hunts in hot spots, areas of conflict. That's a great idea, and I hope you'll use our bill to give them that authority as well. We had a lot of support for the bill last session, including from three legislators who own farms. But even with all that support, I had little hope that much would be done because the department opposed the bill. But the department's Judy Camuso, at the final working session on the bills, delivered a big surprise, informing the committee that the department had decided to support many of the proposals, all of which were then enthusiastically embraced by the committee. Truly, I was astonished. I was also very pleased when the department informed the Appropriations Committee that it could absorb the estimated loss of $100,000 of fees that would occur because of the reduction in the permit fee. That was very helpful in getting the bill to final enactment. I know they're going to oppose the bill today, but maybe if you work on it and show some enthusiasm for it, they'll get on board. In conclusion, I know that getting a bill through the legislative process is a lot harder than harvesting a turkey. But I know you're up to the task, and I hope you're willing to embrace the changes we propose. Thank you.
Any questions? Representative Netto.
So my question is on the tagging fee. When you started this out, your testimony, you said the tagging fee was $5. Later on, you mentioned $2. So for clarification, which one is it?
Okay, it was $5, and my bill last time cut it to $2. And the $2 stays right where the tagging station, the store, gets the $2. In the past, $3 was passed on back to the department. We eliminated that part of it. So now you pay $2, and it stays at the store. It's an agent fee. And what I've proposed is that if we do this ourselves online, the department should not get an agent fee on top of that, because we're just doing the work and letting them know we got a turkey. Yes.
Representative Howell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So you state that the easiest way to do this is to eliminate, or to get more hunters, is to eliminate the permit and the fee.
Yes.
And I asked my seatmate how long there's been a permit to hunt turkeys, and I was told that since turkeys have been hunted. So how do we know? We're just making the assumption that if people don't have to get a permit or pay for it, that more people will do this?
I think you'll hear some testimony from a landowner group later that, yes, if a landowner saw some turkeys and was irritated and went out to shoot one, he might. Right now he's not going to bother to pay $20 and get a permit to do that. But the biggest change would be when you incorporate all those grouse hunters in the fall who are out after grouse. And we see turkeys all the time, but if we hadn't purchased a permit, you can't shoot one. And this will have a major impact, I think.
Okay. One other question was the tagging of the turkeys. I think we heard last week in one of our orientations something about that's the way that the biologists study them. Or animals, I don't know, is that true with turkeys?
Yes, in some stations they collect data, and we're not eliminating tagging stations, and a lot of people will still bring their turkey to the local store and tag it, and if they're there, they do some testing, check for insects and this and that. That can still be done, and this isn't going to hurt that in any way. So we're not eliminating the tagging stations. We're just, if there isn't one close, you can go on home and call in or go online.
So they just decide whether or not they're close enough? How would that work?
Honestly, I believe most people will still go to the station. If it, you know, like I hunt in Fayette and I drive right by the tag station, I'm going to stop there, buy some coffee and some chocolates, and, you know,
bananas.
Tell everybody about my hunt. That's part of the fun of it. But I'm not going to drive 30 miles to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for your questions.
Representative Wood.
Thank you, Senator. George, if you remember right, I was the one that said we need to do away with all tagging of turkeys because it's a nuisance.
Yep. Glad we agree.
I feel strongly about that. I would think that we should be able to do it online. And it is a hassle. I've talked to people that run tagging stations that they feel it's a hassle for them to have to go out and tag the turkey when they're trying to sell sodas and stuff in the store.
Yes.
So I would fully support that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also inclined to maybe reduce the cost of the tag.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you.
Representative Reed.
Mr. Smith, you certainly must know what the projected number of turkeys we have in the state. Do you know that?
Well, it's said to be 30, 35,000 someplace in there. It's not a real reliable number, so nobody's absolutely sure, but I would say at least 25,000.
Are you considering this for all districts, or is it broken down by district that you'd want to do this?
No, I'm going statewide with it, because even I know in Aroostook County there's not as many turkeys in some places, but the farmers are just irate about them up there. I remember one time they had to back off of a plan to introduce some turkeys in one area of Aroostook County because the farm community went crazy against it.
I may be wrong, but in the District 23, it seems to me that we don't have that huge number of turkeys. I know my son and grandson hunted in both seasons, and neither one of them got a shot at a turkey, so I don't know. Must be something going on some places that I don't see them, I guess.
Well, and of course, the amount that we harvest at this point has no bearing on the population. That's really the spring nesting weather. I mean, eventually, if we get the harvest up to a high enough number, it will matter. But right now, it doesn't have anything to do with the population. So if you have a tough winter, it's going to be a few less turkeys. And it was a lot harder in many places last year. It was clear that the population was down. But that goes up and down tremendously. I mean, when I was writing my column that I published last week, I looked out on the lawn. There was 20 turkeys on my lawn. And I'm thinking, gosh, I should be able to get one for lunch. You know, but no. Yeah, there's a lot of them in Mount Vernon right now. Maybe I'll connect. We'll get them down there to do some hunting.
Representative Lyford?
Mr. Smith, I probably would disagree with you about the reintroduction of turkeys to Maine. You know, it would be my guess, an underlining guess, that the department was trying to give the sportsman another animal to hunt, which I think is a great idea. And you know, as a businessman, if I make a lot of money at the end of the year, it's a good thing to try to figure out what to do with that money. Mm-hmm. And with this problem of extra turkeys, if they can come up with an idea to solve it, I'm in favor of that. I mean, you go back to a project that wasn't very successful. You go back to look at they tried to reintroduce caribou, and that didn't work. But this one did. So I think it's a good problem to be working on.
Yeah, and just to be clear, that wasn't something I was stating. Representative Tim Lake raised the issue, and I think it is a legitimate question. I was very active in getting them introduced here, and I love turkey hunting. I've been so disappointed that so few people do it. But originally, as you might remember, that we really thought they'd only live in the southern coast. I see them in the North Woods now. They're all over the state. Mm. Remarkably resilient birds.
Representative Netto?
So if you do away with the permitting process, that means if you're out in the woods hunting, you actually can shoot a turkey during any season.
Well, you'd have to have the proper shotgun or a ball.
Well, yeah.
And
yeah.
You have to be in season, but yes.
I understand yes. All the other logistics.
Yeah. You can go turkey hunting and not have to pay extra.
So that means that there's no regulatory system. So if you do it out of, I will only shoot three, and because this is what this says, but your normal person who's out there, not normal person, I should say, but your person that's out there shooting, going for one thing, but doesn't get that one thing, say deer, goes after turkeys, what is your guarantee that he's going to do the right thing and go to a tagging station to tag that turkey?
Well, that's no different than today. If people go home and don't bother to tag the turkey, they have no record that you shot a turkey. I mean, I don't think that happens very often.
Okay.
But it's mostly people have told me about it is that they thought it was just not fair to have to drive 60 miles round trip to tag the turkey. So they just went home with it. And I can tell you, every single person that's told me that is very conscientious hunter. They didn't shoot more than their two, but they just didn't bother to tag them. So nothing changes in that situation. If you're going to be dishonest, a poacher, that doesn't make any difference to them. This bill, they're already doing that.
And I don't think I'm getting at the poaching end of things. It's just that if you don't need a permit, then you're going to shoot as many as you can. That's just my take on that. And with the permit process, granted they're not all correct and they're not all right and people disagree, but with the permitting process, then you have your checks and balances. You can only get what your permit states. And I know there's dishonest people out there. Don't get me wrong.
Well, think of it like the grouse season. There's no permit. There's a daily grouse bag limit, and everybody adheres to it, or most people. I mean, it's the same way. If you're out hunting grouse, you don't have to have a special permit or anything. It's part of your small game license.
Well,
and there's no tagging. There's not even a tagging requirement with grouse.
Well, most people out there shooting grouse don't actually get a grouse because they're so fast and like that. So,
well,
that's
in the North
true.
Woods, a grouse sit there while you get out of your car and shoot them. They're not very fast. Yeah.
So the southern grouse are a little faster, okay.
Okay, yes, much. All right, thank you.
Representative Stearns.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You alluded to the management plan, which I confess to have not having consumed yet. But, and I'm not sure the verbiage you used, but some specific to empower the department to really have some hot zones, if you would, in farmland areas. Would you tie that into the question I asked of Representative Timberlake regarding?
I would like to have that incorporated into this. And then beyond the 3 and 3 bag limit, I would like you to give the department to increase permits beyond that. That's part of the draft plan. Now, the reason you haven't seen the plan, it's a draft plan. They're still working with a steering committee, so it's not finalized, so they haven't made it public. But, of course, I go to the meetings and grab a copy. So,
thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Great questions.
Anybody else? Seeing none? No. Thank you. Anyone else that's in favor of this bill?
Senator Searway, members of the committee, my name is Tom Doak. I am the executive director of the Maine Woodland Owners. We are testifying in favor of the concepts behind the bill. I'm not going to talk about the specifics because I'm not sure. This is a very prescriptive bill, and I'm not sure these are exactly the right methods to get at the issue, but I want to talk more about the issue as we see it behind the bill. Our support for this bill is based on the principle that turkeys are fast becoming a nuisance wildlife in many areas. And I can tell you, and I think I mentioned it at the briefing, I've never met a woodland owner that doesn't like wildlife. And whether they're hunters or not, they like to see them or look at them or eat them or something. But when I mention turkeys to an awful lot of landowners, they roll their eyes and say, oh, boy, those things. So that gives me a pretty good clue that there's a problem out here. One of the issues, and I do serve on the Big Game Working Group, one of the issues is clearly we don't have an accurate estimate of turkey populations in the state. We don't have an accurate way of estimating those populations. My sense is that the department is conservative in its estimate of what you see out and about, but one of the things we identified on the group is the need to do that. I also think it's important to recognize that the reintroduction of turkeys have had an impact on the forest. Turkeys are blamed for a lot of things, and I think unfairly. You hear stories about them being blamed for things like spreading ticks, impacting ground nesting birds, eating the acorns that deer need, impacting the regeneration of oak trees in the state, things like that. And I think that's overblown, but there has been an impact, and I think it's important, and I think that this committee could help and kind of set the tone that we need to move from expansion of the turkey population to a focus more on the management of that population. We all have stories about turkeys, but I can tell you one from my organization. We're very much involved in trying to get the American chestnut restored into the forest of Maine and the Northeast. The chestnuts were wiped out in a blight by the chestnut blight in the early 1900s, but there's a wonderful effort underway to bring that tree back. It's a fabulous wildlife tree. It's an amazing tree for lumber. They're taking the existing trees, the ones that survived, crossing them with Chinese chestnuts, back-crossing them and building resistance. We have 2 seed orchards on land that my organization owns, and we hope that those seed orchards will be, in the near future, be the source of seed to restore this chestnut to the forest. So we're working hard on that. One of the challenges we've had on chestnuts is we need to field test some of these varieties of chestnuts that we have. So 2 years ago, we tried to go out on land that we owned and and do some test plantings of the actual chestnuts. And we protected them in seed and covers and everything. And we could not get the test completely failed because there were so many turkeys that the turkeys would continually eat all the chestnuts, so we weren't able to regenerate any chestnuts in the forest. And if we're going to bring back chestnuts, we're going to have to deal with this kind of issue. So that's just an example. As I said, this bill is very prescriptive, and I'm not sure if these are the right things. But I do think this bill is a vehicle you could use to give the department some extra authority and ability to manage the turkey population, some of the ideas that have been brought up. And I think this would be the idea. This could be the bill that would provide that opportunity for this department. So we support efforts that would expand the opportunity to increase the harvest of turkeys. I'm a hunter. I've never gone turkey hunting. I would shoot a turkey if I saw a turkey, but I never bought a turkey permit. The other part I think about expanding, just from a practical point of view, expanding turkey hunting, the spring turkey hunting, which is when most people want a turkey hunt, is also the time when ticks are very busy and active. And sitting around in tick cover waiting to hunt turkeys is probably something that many people aren't really enthusiastic about doing, or it'll be harder to get people to do that. If you have something like an ability to hunt or shoot turkeys when there's an open season on something else, you're probably going to have some success there, whereas you might not have it in the spring season. But I'm not an expert on turkey hunting, but that's my perception of people not wanting to be in the woods sitting on the ground for a long time when there's a lot of ticks out. With that, I'd be happy to take questions.
Any questions? Representative Reed.
Sir, do you know if there's any place in the country that where the American chestnut tree is vibrant and well?
No, there isn't. There are remnant trees. We have some in Maine. It was the whole eastern seaboard. The American chestnut was down the whole eastern seaboard. It was one of the most widely distributed trees in the entire eastern U.S. And it's essentially 99% of them plus were wiped out. But we are back crossing against the Chinese chestnut, which has a natural resistance, and I think within 5 years you'll start seeing chestnuts being put out in the forest if we can get the seeds to actually germinate.
When I was a kid, I can remember there were chestnut trees that grew in Rhode Island.
Yeah, there are some that have been there are some that are apparently resistant, have a natural resistance, and there are some that have just been growing in isolated locations. So they haven't been exposed to the blight, but the vast majority of them are wiped out. And it's a fabulous wildlife tree, and it's extremely valuable lumber. So it's a great tree to bring back.
Anyone else? Seeing none?
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in favor of this bill that would like to speak? Seeing none? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to this bill?
Senator Searway, members of the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife Committee, my name is Judy Camuso. I am the Wildlife Director for Maine Fish and Wildlife, and I am here to oppose to express our opposition to LD 98. As you've heard, this bill would do several things. It would eliminate the turkey permit requirements. It would increase the bag limit from 2 to 3. Currently, in the spring, we only allow bearded birds. Two in the spring, and then 2 to 3 of either sex in the fall. And it would provide for electronic or telephone registration of wild turkeys. The department is opposed to this bill because it does not allow us to manage Maine's wild turkey population based on biological principles and sound science. As you've heard from us last week in 2015, the department contracted with Responsive Management and conducted a formal scientific study of Maine residents, our hunters, landowners, to assess their attitudes and opinions on Maine's big game species. overall, the department is, I mean, the public is very satisfied with the department's management of wildlife, in particular our big game. When they asked why they chose not to pursue a big game species, most hunters indicated a lack of time was the primary reason they did not participate in the sport. Of those hunters that indicated they did not choose to pursue turkeys, only 14% said it was because of the permit system. In fact, 74% said that they felt the current system was about right. Based on this data, we do not believe changing the permit system at this time is warranted. It's important to understand that the permit system allows us to monitor the number of people who are participating in the sport and the success rates, so we can monitor effectively how our bag limits may or may not be working. The sale of the turkey permits has actually been quite stable over the past 6 years. It's been right around, you know, 16,000-17,000. It has not changed much. The majority of Maine's residents are satisfied with wild turkey management. 49% of the general population rated wild turkey management as excellent or good. Only 11% rated it as poor. 55% of the general population felt that the population should stay the same. 8% felt there should be an increase, and 27% would prefer a decrease. The department recognizes that more people are less happy with wild turkeys than they are with many of our other wildlife species. So as a result of this, a couple key issues were raised as or recommendations were made as part of the big game management plan, one of which is to refine the turkey management system in order to adjust the spring harvest of the fall harvest of wild turkeys of females, so that we can alter the bag limits and season lengths in better response to information on wild turkey population trends and weather conditions, and to request an adjustment in statute to give the department the ability to alter the bag limits and season framework through rulemaking. These changes would allow the department the ability to manage bag limits and season lengths at the WMD level where it's most appropriate, or in groups of WMDs, and respond to changes in the population. Wild turkeys are very vulnerable, susceptible to disease, weather, reproductive cess is highly dependent on spring conditions. And we could do that in a timely fashion through rulemaking, as opposed to having to come back to the legislature every 2 years. There's still many areas of the state that cannot support a three-bird limit in either the spring or the fall. And just to be clear, to reduce the population, we need to have the removal of females, which only happens in the fall. We don't allow the harvest of females in the spring. So we recognize that in local areas, there are turkeys that are overabundant and can cause property damage. In 2016, the department logged 62 complaints statewide about wild turkeys. In that same time period, we registered 249 complaints on white-tailed deer and 723 complaints on black bear. So we recognize that the department needs to do a better job of communicating to the public that we have resources to help you if you're having problems. We believe that people just aren't contacting us or they're not calling us. So part of the big game plan is to try and do some outreach to help work with landowners and people that are having problems so that they understand that there are tools available to help them. We currently have the authority to issue depredation permits, and our game wardens and biologists are very responsive to help landowners and farmers in particular if they're having problems. Electronic tagging has been widely discussed for many years. In states with electronic tagging, registration compliance drops to about 30%. In fact, when Pennsylvania instituted it, initially they dropped down to 19% compliance. Our current wild turkey management system is based on accurate data. We need the harvest data if we're going to efficiently and scientifically manage the wild turkey population. As part of the big game planning process, the steering committee and the subcommittees all recognize the need to implement a direct data entry system. That's not the same thing as electronic tagging. That is a system where the hunter still presents the bird to the tagging station, but the tagging agent has an app or a web-based application, and they would enter the data directly into that website. It's that the department would get that data almost immediately. It would be available for the hunters, the biologists, the game warden. It's a much more effective program. We're working with Informe and OIT now to implement that. We hope to have a beta test available this fall, and then to be, you know, trying it on a wider scale in the fall of 2018. That would allow us to continue to collect the biological data that we have and maintain registration compliance. The Wild Turkey Subcommittee also acknowledged that the department could use some assistance in developing a more robust system to determine the population, particularly at a small scale for wild turkeys, or a smaller scale than we currently do. We have begun initial discussions with the University of Maine to help us develop a population model that would allow us to manage for wild turkeys at the WMD level. But it is important to note that this model requires the ongoing harvest data. So it requires those animals be tagged and that we continue to get that data if we're going to effectively manage at the WMD level. So if we were to change the registration playing field right now, that would definitely confound our ability to implement that research project. So with that, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Representative Wood.
Thanks, Senator. 3 years ago, I was supposed to show in Columbus, Ohio, and their department opened the spring season early because we had so early of a spring that year. If we gave you that opportunity with this bill, would that be something that you guys would consider?
We've talked about that. It's come up a number of times, and you know, we could certainly look at that. But in general, birds, their response for their breeding response is triggered by the length of day. So it's not a response to how much snow is on the ground or how cold the temperatures are. Once they have a certain number of hours, I mean, the black-capped chickadees, the cardinals, tufted titmice are already singing. They're already singing their breeding calls because the length of day is increasing. So their sort of phenology is in response to the length of day, not temperature, amount of snow on the ground. So we could look at that. Certainly we see, you know, some staggered age classes for turkeys over the course, but it's typically over the course of the summer. But usually it's if the birds fail in the very beginning, they may try again. But we haven't really seen any data to indicate the need to move the season closer or earlier.
I have a little request. I know the class that was here for the hedgehogs, they wanted a little input and hear a little bit about the hedgehogs, but if we wanted to take a break on this and then bring it back after we have them come in, just kind of, I don't know what your thoughts are on that. Is there any discussion on that, if you don't mind? I think it's just for a classroom experience. They got to leave in about 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, sure.
It would just be taking a 15,
yeah,
20 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Thank you. So we will go back to LD 52. Oh, 98. I'm sorry. I had it in my hand here. Okay.
Sorry,
LD 98. Oh, we're back at the turkey.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm late. Can you start again?
Yeah. Right. All right. So we are back on the opposition of the turkey.
Yes, so I think I'm happy to answer any questions that the committee may have.
And I'm sorry we had to
no problem at all.
Interfere in the middle of this, but I think it was good for the kids, and I think that we had Stearns.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If memory serves me correctly, at the Gilrock Farms in Sangerville, George Newt was the owner. I think they tried to do like a cannon netting.
Yep.
And it was, do you recall that event, and was it successful? I'm thinking of poor Mr. Timberlake's apples.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the department has a number of, I don't know that particular, you know, circumstance, but the department has a number of different, you know, opportunities done what we call trap and transfer, and so we would use a rocket net. We'd sort of bait the turkeys in, mm-hmm. and the biologists go out and use a rocket net and capture the turkeys and then move them to an area where they're not likely to cause a nuisance. Now, we have had a little trouble doing that lately because turkeys have been hit by a couple different diseases, and so we don't want to spread that disease to a new area. But we do still have opportunity to help farmers that are having trouble. That is always an option. In many of the farmers that we work with, and in fact, I think that representatives, I think his game warden is Dave Shabbat, but they can also work with the Department on depredation permits where, so under our current law, the landowner has permission or authorization to shoot or eliminate any wildlife causing property damage. But under a depredation permit, they can do it, but they can also have other hunters come in and do it as well. So the landowner himself doesn't have to do it. He or she could list, five or six different hunters or shooters that would be authorized by the department to come in and help address that situation. And we can certainly work with people to do that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Representative Neto? Or Representative Ellie?
Is this me, I think, huh?
I don't know. It is?
Yes, it is.
So just to summarize, the process, the department is working on the turkey problem, similar to the hedgehog that you've got plans and ready to go, so working on.
Yeah, we have a number of tools currently available to us that we could assist landowners with.
Is that Reed?
Ma'am, is there any limit on the number of turkeys that Timberlake could shoot on his property?
Representative Reed, so as the landowner, he could shoot any animal that's causing damage, and there's no limit. No limit on that. You have to inform the game warden within 24 hours. Under a depredation permit, where the landowner is allowed to have other shooters come in. Oftentimes the game wardens or the biologists will put up to 5, up to 10, and then in touch base, and sort of, kind of loop back. So it depends on the, particular situation, and what conditions are written up, but every single permit probably has slightly different conditions, particularly when there are other hunters authorized.
Any other questions? Representative Stearns?
Fishing along those same fishing, that's a good place. Along those that same train of thought, in reality, how difficult is it for that landowner? I mean, game wardens obviously are protecting the resource, biologists. The landowner proves the damage and says, we're going to allow you to take up to 60 turkeys out of this huge flock that I've seen in these photos in order to minimize the damage. Is it pretty quick? Can that be done pretty quickly? And, all right, here's your localized for this farm plan.
Yeah, so the game warden would come out, or the biologist, they'd look at the property, assess the damage, they would write the permit out right then. Yeah, I mean, and sometimes they would, maybe touch base with the biologist would touch base with the game warden, sure, or vice versa, but generally, sure, it could be done within 24 hours, if not immediately.
Thank you.
Senator Woodson.
I came in the middle of the hedgehog, but so I missed this all together. My understanding of this bill, LD 98, was for hunting. And
yes,
you're talking
as part of just an overall overabundance of turkeys in general and looking for assistance with overabundance. So, the nuisance component isn't actually part of this bill, other than the thought being that if we reduce the populations, overall everywhere, then the nuisance complaints may go down, I think.
So this idea of the nuisance was introduced here today?
It was just brought up in testimony.
I mean, I'm a sponsor of this bill, but I don't remember anything about nuisance turkeys in the bill.
Right, correct.
Okay.
I don't believe there is. Yep.
Anyone else? I would like to say that I get about 20 in my yard almost every day. It's, you know, it does seem like the population of turkeys has really skyrocketed. I don't know. It seems like these figures are pretty much staying the same, which from what I've seen, the numbers may be off because it just seems like the population is really skyrocketing.
Oh, yes, excuse me, Senator. Those are the numbers of permits of people hunting.
Okay.
That's not the population estimate there.
Okay, so
and
you
so
don't know what the population is.
I do. All right. You know, I don't know really, but So let's just back up. So turkey populations in birds in particular are kind of known to go up and down. Turkey populations had been expanding pretty steadily, and then, as is true across the range, at least across the Northeast, many of the states were plagued with a couple different diseases, avian pox and LPDV, which both were avian diseases that really brought the turkey population down quite a bit. And then we had, on top of that, a couple winters that were difficult, so in wet springs in particular. So the population had come down, and many of our states nearby are actually starting to reduce turkey permits because everybody sort of experienced the same thing with the turkey populations kind of climbed, and then they probably reached a biological carrying capacity and self, you know, they sort of had a widespread disease across the range, which sort of pushed the population back down. And so we still are lower. We have fewer turkeys now than we had, but arguably some people think there are still too many. It's interesting to note, however, that in the communications and marketing study we did, separate from the big game, wild turkeys were identified as one of the number one animals that people like to watch. So it seems like people either really love them or don't love them as much. So it seems to be both ends there.
Maybe those people who need to like to watch should pay a fee for it.
Yeah. Pay fee for watching? Well,
I think that was Bald Archie that tried to do that.
I'm not co-sponsoring that bill.
Right. Okay. So, any other discussion or questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else that are opposing this bill? Seeing none. Anyone that would like to speak neither for nor against this bill?
Thank you. It's not often I get introduced from the horseshoe.
Wow.
Thank you very much. I'm sending written testimony around. It's already been a long afternoon. I will not read it. I'll do the best I can to summarize. Please skim through. If you think I missed something, call me up short because I'm trying to be efficient here. My name is Don Kleiner. I live in Union. At least I did when I left, assuming they haven't driven me out. I represent the Maine Professional Guides Association. And the last time I was here, I warned you about the temptation to act as biologists. Here you are. Bingo.
Already.
Set the season. Set the bag limit. Talk about the sex. Let me cut to the chase. Don't go there. We are opposed to this bill as it is exactly worded. But there are some useful concepts here that I think, and actually hearing the department, I think that they might be on my page. Scary thought. I am on the steering committee for the Big Game Working Group and, again, as luck would have it, on the turkey subcommittee. So I'm happy to inform you if you have questions about where we are in that process. Memory is not always as great as it should be. I'll do the best I can. Turkeys are currently one of the four big game species where the legislature has prescribed the season, the bag limit. I think that there's an opportunity here to maybe talk about them as small game. Let's give the commissioner authority and let him or her do those things. Some broad sideboards on where the season ought to be, spring and fall. and let it go at that, and with some kind of a message that says our goal is we want fewer turkeys in some places. Couple other things. Permit sales are declining. This is a real problem. And one of the fallacies that I hear us all getting on is that turkey populations will always expand because they have in most of our lifetime. That's a fallacy. I think Judy Camuso just pointed out that, in fact, turkey populations can go down and they can go down quickly. Again, part of my reason for caution here. They're not always going to be like rats with wings. In the short term, that's a problem because the turkey working group has asked the department to do management much more intensively than they currently are. And the bad news is more intensive management will cost more money. So if you eliminate the turkey permit fee, I'll argue first that you probably won't get a whole lot more hunters, even though my good friend George Smith would maintain otherwise. You're going to hamper that effort to, our goal was to have them manage turkeys at the wildlife management district level. Or even I think that some of the discussion would be if you've got a place like Representative Timberlake's farm where the population is too high, let's figure out some mechanism to get more turkeys, more permits in the field there. Again, both of those things will cost time and money, and let's talk about where that funding source is going to come from. I would encourage you to consider dedicating some part of that permit fee to this research and management that we need to do, I think we all agree, needs to be done at a finer level. The department has not done a very good job of promoting and educating potential turkey hunters. A nudge there would be appropriate. Don't snicker. Okay, more than a nudge. A good swift kick in the seat of the pants is really what I have in mind. Finally, on the tagging system. Again, we would like turkeys managed at a finer scale, and I believe throwing out this data source is a mistake at this point. Not to say that the Maine Professional Guides Association has not met with the department numbers of times and talked about how truly terrible the tagging system currently is. We would recommend that you send the department forth. They said they're already working on a system. Give them a date certain you want a system that works back. We've been hearing from them probably for 5 or 6 years that something's on its way. We've waited long enough. Date certain makes total sense in my world. I think beyond that, again, the specifics in this bill, we don't like one bit, but there are some useful concepts here that I think provide us a path forward. And we would recommend that you pick up those concepts and happy to answer questions or work with you as needed. How'd I do? Whew. Try to keep it under 3 minutes.
Any questions?
Of course not.
So what would you pick out on this bill that you think that would be helpful to us to make a decision and also to the...
I think giving the commissioner authority on bag limits, and I would encourage you to set some season parameters, and they may be already what you have in place. You ought to have that conversation. I think not getting rid of the fee, but rather keeping it and dedicating some portion of it to that management program that we asked for, encouraging them to begin to manage at a much finer scale than they currently are. I think we have 3 turkey zones. Is that correct now? So I'm envisioning at least 10, maybe 27, but certainly a bigger number so that we're not dealing in really big terms with this, but rather on a more fine scale. And some kind of a management system that says you got a hot spot on Representative Alley's blueberry farm. Next spring or next fall, there are more permits in that township and a half. And there are lots of problems to work out there. Don't get me wrong. That's not a they're going to do it in 30 seconds. I see them squirming behind me. But that's a good goal. That's a good direction to go here. There. How was that? Easy, Representative Alley.
Any other questions? Thank you.